And now to Alaska. Republican Senator Ted Stevens' political future is in jeopardy. His indictment yesterday made him the most powerful politician in Alaska to face charges in the course of a 4-year corruption probe. Stevens says he's innocent and will fight to keep the Senate seat he has held for 40 years. Reporter Elizabeth Arnold went to Girdwood, Alaska, the site of Stevens' vacation home.
Exactly a year ago today, FBI and IRS agents, for the first time ever, raided the home of a sitting U.S. senator. It's a pretty modest home here on a gravel road. It's a nondescript A-frame hidden behind fireweed like just about every other ski chalet around here. But false statements about who paid for improvements to this home, like the new deck, the gutters, the gas grill around back, could end Ted Stevens' 40-year career in the Senate and the pipeline of federal money to a state he served since before it ever was a state.
They used to call Ted Stevens senator for life, with the assumption that he'd die in office. I don't think anybody's making that assumption now.
Michael Carey was an op-ed writer for the state's largest newspaper for 16 years.
He became the guy who was mocked now for the bridge to nowhere, who could deliver federal dollars to Alaska and did it again and again and again. Sewage in villages, schools, public health, public broadcasting, virtually anything you can name. He was very good at that. Whether that's good or bad, he delivered.
Initial reaction to the indictment here in Alaska ran the gamut, from the gleeful, like Diane Bigelow in Anchorage.
What? They got that. Ted Stevens. Rock on!
To the sober, like Kate Campbell in Juneau.
I think it's shocking. I know he's done a lot of good. It's just terribly sad.
But if there's a common denominator here, it's a slight trace of guilt in that anyone who's ever benefited from the senator's clout, and that's just about everyone in the state, may share a little of the blame. Former Senator Joe Josephson knew Stevens in territorial days, served with him in the state legislature, and ran for the same office himself, although on the other side of the aisle.
If we judge the matter, we should first of all judge ourselves.
It's been said Senator Stevens long surpassed oil as the state's leading industry. Indeed, he spent his career channeling federal dollars to provide roads, medical care, sewers, even mail service to the state's rural villages. Since 1995, he's brought Alaska about 1,400 projects worth about $3.4 billion in federal spending. None of that means Alaskans condone an ethical breach, and many are scratching their heads over Stevens' alleged failure to disclose what amounts to hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts. But Josephson calls the indictment tragic for all.
There's a sort of time warp. You serve for decades, and the ethical climate changes. It's a different world, and perhaps as you age in office, you do not adapt to the new environment.
But Stevens says he's done nothing wrong. As he's up for re-election, that statement came as a relief at Republican Party headquarters in Anchorage yesterday, where his campaign signs were stacked in a corner. Spokesman McHugh Pierre.
We're very happy to see that he said he's innocent and he wants to fight these charges.
Stevens hasn't had a close election race since he was appointed to his post in 1968. But the investigation has changed that, and he's trailing his most formidable Democratic challenger, Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich. Still, even Begich reacted with restraint to the news.
Today there is an indictment of Senator Ted Stevens, which is truly a sad day for Alaska and for the senator after his 40 years of service to our state.
It's too late for Stevens to withdraw his name from the primary ballot, and he says he has no intention of dropping out. In an interview the day before the indictment was announced, Stevens told Alaska Public Radio he had one message for the voters, a bit of a role reversal.
I've been there for you every time you were in trouble. It looks like I might be in trouble this time, and I want you to be for me. Now that's going to be the campaign.
But if Stevens is convicted, there's not much Alaskans can do. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold.